kid. And since my parents aren't garbage, they warned me not to listen to this podcast. Because it's full of nasty stuff and cuss words and stuff that only grown-ups would think is funny. So, if you're a kid, like me, go read a book or something. Gosh. And if you're a grown-up, as soon as you hear a voice that isn't mine, you better have your headphones on. Got your headphones on? Sure? Okay, I'm out of here.
This week we're spending an extra week on our research for the next show, so we're bringing you some recent weirdness from the news because we know you need to keep some strange happenings in your week, and we don't want to leave you hanging.
If I had hated a little more, just a little more, we would have had a little less trouble.
Can't you see her? She's right in front of you.
So rather than investigate it, he was a true American and just shot it three times. Freaking out.
Oh my gosh.
Do you find those witnesses credible?
She walked down the hill and never came back. Her body has never been found.
I'm 100% Scully.
Oh, Mom, the boy in my closet. He's my friend.
Strange things.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Strangeful Things. This is Jen Martinelli, and I'm here with Christy Stevens.
Hello.
And we're the only people here this week.
Ha ha! It's a coup.
It's a coup. But is it really?
Yeah, it really is. And it's ladies' night.
Yeah!
I just danced a little bit because I have to tell you guys that because you can't see me.
That's right.
So this week, Acadia is missing because he has been in Chicago. And the last thing we heard from him was that he went looking for the Chicago humanoid in a couple of the places where it had been sighted. And
That was it. So he may have found it.
Hopefully he's coming back.
We're not sure. Hopefully if he found the Chicago humanoid, what he found was that it was a very friendly, lovely being.
Yes.
And it just maybe wanted to introduce him to the Bigfoots that he is so sure exist.
Maybe
they're all like hanging out having tea or something.
I could totally picture Acadia sitting and having tea with several Bigfoot
and
Big Feet, whatever.
Son of Mothman.
That's fantastic.
All right. And Kenny went to Woodford Reserve Bourbon Distillery in Kentucky. So we were told. And we haven't heard from him since.
He's probably passed out in a back room behind a barrel somewhere.
We're just assuming.
So, based on historical facts.
Based on facts. F-A-C-T-S, friends.
That's right, because this is a show about facts.
That's right. This is a news program, basically. In case you were doubting it.
Right.
All right, so we have some interesting, weird, recent events to share with you.
So absolutely.
The first thing we're going to talk about is NASA spacecraft picked up weird plasma sounds as it plunged into Saturn, apparently.
Ooh.
So we're gonna,
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so that's strange. So we're going to just listen to that, and here we go. So that was strange.
That was slightly disturbing.
It's a little weird. So, I mean, it's kind of cool sounding.
Yeah, it sounds cool, but I'm pretty sure that if I was in a spacecraft and that's the noise that I heard, I would need to change my pants.
Christy would have a small accident.
I would have an accident.
I'm pretty sure that if I was in the spacecraft and I heard anything at all,
yeah,
other than like the sound of like, I don't know, the ventilation system, I would have
right.
16 heart attacks because
yeah.
I mean, I'm not cut out to be an astronaut. I'm not cut out to be like an explorer going to strange new worlds. I would definitely have extreme reactions to things.
You know what the scariest thing I can think of right now is?
What?
Being in a spacecraft and hearing knocking.
Oh my God. I would just instantly die. I would literally my heart would stop and that would be it. They'd be like, well, what happened was like some small piece of space junk hit the spaceship and Jen died. That's what happened. So we're sorry, because but she's dead
self-inflicted,
now.
Yeah, self-inflicted death was way better than anything else.
Than any other possibility. Knocking. Exactly. See? Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
So well, that's cool. Scary. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So let's see. Yeah. Hold on a second. There's a little more info. So apparently it's a series of plasma waves heading from Saturn to its rings and into... Oh God, I can't even say this. The moon.
Enceladus,
I guess. Yeah, one of its moons. So
NASA. Sorry, I'm a space nerd.
No, that's awesome. I don't know how to say words that I haven't seen before. which is sad. NASA said that it resembled an electrical circuit with energy flowing back and forth.
Ooh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I guess they compressed like 16 minutes worth of plasma waves into 28.5 seconds of
audio. Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
It's kind of cool.
It is cool. So our second story is that I don't know if any of you listeners heard about this, but there was actually a bizarre wolf-like creature that was shot and killed in Montana last month.
Oh.
Last month being, this would have been May of 2018.
So two months ago.
2 months ago. They were not sure what it was. They were afraid that it was some sort of hybrid between a wolf and a dog, which is supposed to be impossible. But the DNA results from a forensic laboratory in Oregon showed that it was just a female gray wolf after all. And it apparently had a little tiny bit of mange.
Oh God. You know, is it like when those poor bears, like you've seen the
yes,
pictures of the bears
with
no hair.
Bears?
I mean, they look
terrifying.
So scary. So I guess if the wolf was missing enough hair, maybe it doesn't look like a wolf.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty rough. It looks like a chupacabra.
Oh, God. Well, that's a little
which
scary.
Which is
apparently a wolf with no hair, so maybe we just solved the mystery of chupacabra.
Right.
Chupacabra is just a wolf or a wild dog with mange. You're welcome. We solved the mystery,
sorry.
Everybody. Womp, womp.
DNA test. Yeah, DNA testing ruins another mystery.
Oh, my God. Oh, guys. If anyone's missed the Phantom of Heilbronn episode, you should really
yes.
go check that out because it's amazing. And also, it makes Acadia so upset.
It really does.
And on a certain level, we kind of live for that here at Strangeful Things.
Just a bit.
Well, the thing is, because he often is telling us horrifying things that make us very upset. So
yes,
when we get to upset him, it's like a special gift. It's like a special
yes.
moment in time where
it's like, oh,
it's
yes, we did it. Because it's always something like bizarre.
Right.
Not upset by the normal things that upset people.
Right.
It's like
murder, ghosts, those are fine. He's fine with those. But
no.
upsetting DNA facts. Oof, no. Yeah, the toe. Yes. That's another one. That's another one.
The foot episode is another good one.
Yeah, that's another good one. Oh, poor Acadia. We hope he's having fun with Son of Mothman.
Yes. So DNA testing leads us into our next story on it, actually.
Yes, it does. So, this story is about the Loch Ness Monster. So I'm just going to play a little fun music for you for a second, Christy. So, you're welcome.
I love Scottish and Irish music so much.
So, apparently, Scotland has a plan for what to do if they ever capture Nessie.
Really?
They do. They will not kill her. Don't worry.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
We don't want any dead Nessies. So,
no.
What they're saying is there's a group called Scottish Natural Heritage, which is funded by the Scottish government, and they created a series of guidelines in 2001 in the event that Nessie is discovered.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, they're like, okay, so we've been talking about this thing for a long time. Let's just make some rules, just in case.
Yeah.
So, apparently, recently, some scientists were searching the lock, looking for environmental DNA of animals that live in the lake, and somehow related to that, this came up that this plan exists. So, Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon told Good Morning Britain that she believed that Nessie was real.
Excellent.
And everyone will be happy to know that the government is very concerned with Nessie's welfare. And the plan stipulates that if the creature is captured, a DNA sample will be taken, and then it will be released back into the lake.
So, see, I'm torn because, yes, absolutely, I want a DNA sample of Nessie.
Right.
But at the same time, based on the wolf-like creature.
Right. It's probably just
in Montana. A big fish. Probably just a fish or an eel or something. And I'm just gonna have to throw in the towel if Nessie isn't real.
Oh, it's gonna be real sad.
It is gonna be sad.
So people have been reporting sightings of it since the 6th century.
Wow.
Obviously, by the way, it would not be the same creature. So let's just get that out there. First of all, there was not a 1,400-year-old fish in
the
lake. No,
it would have to be it would have to be a population of animals.
Yeah.
Like even a small population.
Yeah, exactly. So even apparently in 2003, there was an expedition that used 600 sonar beams and satellite tracking to sweep the full length of the loch.
And really?
Did not find Nessie, or didn't decide that they found Nessie. So I'm not real sure.
Maybe Nessie was avoiding.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it can hear the sonar and it's like, no.
No thanks. Goes into hiding. Could be.
Yep.
Never know. Could be a very smart animal.
Could be. Nobody knows.
Nobody does. Oh, God. So we're glad that Scotland won't hurt Nessie if Nessie is found.
And I love that they believe in it enough that they have a plan.
That they made a plan. Ready. They're like, okay, let's put together government's going to put together a plan. Yeah, that's pretty
great. That's fantastic. So next on our list, some of you have probably heard this, but MIT actually created a real digital monster.
Yes.
So a team of researchers who specialize in the darker side of artificial intelligence. Created an AI program called Norman that sees death in every image it looks at.
Oh, that's great.
So So they wanted to prove that an artificial intelligence algorithm would be influenced by the kind of content that they fed to it, which makes logical sense.
Right.
And I don't know why they had to prove that.
Right.
So they created Norman, named for Psycho character Norman Bates, mm-hmm. and had it read image captions from a subreddit that features disturbing footage of people dying. And
oh, wonderful.
The reason I say, the reason I have to explain it is because the researchers have chosen not to identify the subreddit by name. But I'm pretty sure if you're a Reddit fan, you could probably find it.
Right.
But the bottom line is that after they fed it all this data from Reddit, the team then showed Norman's randomly generated ink blots. Mm-hmm. And so they compared the way that it captioned the images to captions created by a standard AI that they had fed just, you know, a myriad of information.
Right.
So, for instance, where the standard AI saw, quote, a black and white photo of a small bird, Norman saw man gets pulled into dough machine.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Wonderful. So,
I'm just going to give you a couple of the examples.
Okay.
So the standard AI saw a close-up of a vase with flowers. Norman saw a man is shot dead.
Oh.
A black and white photo of a baseball glove versus man is murdered by machine gun in broad daylight.
Wow.
A person is holding an umbrella in the air versus a man is shot dead in front of his screaming wife.
Oh my God, that's disturbing.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Jesus.
And of course, like, people are asking why they did it, but they actually said the data you use to teach a machine learning algorithm can significantly influence its behavior. Duh.
I know, right?
So when we talk about AI algorithms being biased or unfair, the culprit is often not the algorithm itself, but the biased data that was fed to it. Oh, so maybe they were striving to prove a point.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
But still.
But it's a disturbing way to do it. Maybe you could have just shown it a lot of pictures of bunnies, and then it would have seen lots of cute animals instead of murder.
Right. Because now this is a thing that exists in the world.
Right. Now this exists. Exactly.
Oh, so we're all going to be dead in 50 years.
Well, I'll be dead anyway, so I don't care.
Well, you know.
That's fine.
It's nice knowing you.
Oh, God. All right. Well, slightly less disturbing subject. Actually, a lot less disturbing. So there's an author named Megan Abbott who recently published a new thriller called Give Me Your Hand. Which is about a rivalry between two female scientists. Yeah, sounds pretty cool. So, she has also written Dare Me and You Will Know Me. So I don't know if people are familiar with any of those books, but she's fairly well known. So this is just a list of her six favorite books based on true crimes.
So excellent.
True crimes are a common theme here.
Yeah, and I know we've got some true crime fans that listen to the show.
Yeah. So the first one is An American Tragedy by Theodore Dreiser, which is based on the infamous drowning of a pregnant young woman in the Adirondacks in 1906.
Ooh.
So it was also adapted for the screen in 1951. The movie is called A Place in the Sun.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Which I've heard of but haven't seen.
Yeah, same.
So next recommendation is Legs by William Kennedy. And this is about the violent death and life of gangster Jack, quote, Legs Diamond.
wait a minute. There's a gangster called, and his gangster name was Legs?
Yeah. So, yes. So
I'm just imagining some guy who has like the most amazing like calves and everything and like lures people in by
like
making
Acadia.
It,
like Acadia.
Yes. What the heck?
Oh my God. I didn't even think of that until you
what
said
the
calves.
Heck and heck.
Guys, just so you know, Acadia has amazing calves. It's been documented by even by strangers. So
and it's not like we're like, ooh, Acadia has amazing calves. It's more like you circus freak. Right. Which we do, like, Acadia is our pal and our buddy and everything. We just, we give him a hard
time. Yeah, we give him a hard time because that's how we show our love.
About our scabs.
So apparently a lot of this book is devoted to the love triangle between Legs, his wife, and his showgirl mistress. All right. Another, Beloved by Toni Morrison, which I have read, actually. So this is, in case people don't know, it's a Pulitzer Prize winning novel, which is the story of a runaway slave who killed her baby daughter rather than surrender her to a life of bondage.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So it's upsetting.
That's the downer right there.
Yeah. But it's good. Obviously, it's by Toni Morrison. Yeah. So then another one is The Maid's Version by Daniel Woodrow. And this is about a 1928 explosion at a dance hall in West Plains, Missouri.
Ooh.
And he drew on his grandmother's recollections of it.
Interesting.
Which is interesting. The next one is Blackwater by Joyce Carol Oates.
And, oh, yes.
Yes. And this is about Ted Kennedy's 1969 car accident in the Chappaquiddick. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't read it, but I've actually read some about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's an upsetting incident. Okay. Yeah. And
true crime usually is. Yeah, unfortunately.
That's true. To Die For by Joyce Maynard. So this is about a newscaster who manipulated her teenage lover and two accomplices into murdering her husband.
Whoa.
So, huh.
Wow.
So that's a thing.
That sounds like an episode.
I know, it does, right? We should have done an episode on that.
We still might.
Oh, maybe we shall. Stay tuned, friends.
Cool.
All right, so those if anyone's looking for some summer reading, some light murder reading.
Right. You know, just a little light murder.
We know what you people like. Come on, we know our audience.
So the last story that we have for you today is the story of the skeleton of a man who was discovered in Pompeii, and he has been dubbed the unluckiest man of Pompeii.
That's hard to because everyone there was pretty unlucky.
I know. Everybody was really unlucky. This guy took the trophy home, though, so to speak, because when you look at the picture, what literally happened is that this poor soul had a huge stone column fall right on his head.
Oh.
And so when they were excavating Pompeii, there's this big stone kind of like rectangular column that's sticking out of the ground at almost a 45 degree angle. And then imagine underneath it in the shade, that's where the man's skeleton is sticking out. But all you can see is like from the ribs down.
Oh. So,
and of course, because the internet is a horrible place, people have totally memed it.
Oh.
Which is interesting.
As to be expected. Yes.
Exactly. archaeologists believe he was around 35 and suffering from a bone infection to boot. So,
oh my, a bone infection? Jesus.
Yeah. I don't even.
How is that even a thing?
Bone infection is my new WebMD fear now.
I know. I'm going to be like, wait, is this a bone infection? I have a strange pain in my arm. Yeah.
Right.
Get cancer.
Right.
Bone infection. Oh, great.
That's so great. He was probably going to die anyway, but man, what a way to go.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was quick.
Oh, it looked like it looked instantaneous from the picture.
So he wasn't suffocating from ash or like burning alive. He just got his head smushed real quick by a giant column.
Yep. He probably suffered the least out of everyone in Pompeii.
Oh boy.
So there you go.
Well, that was a fun little roundup of strange stories.
And like we said at the beginning, we didn't want to leave you hanging with no weirdness and no episode.
That's right.
This week. That's so right. Since half of us are missing, Jen and I decided to hook you all up.
Yep. So hopefully we'll be back, all of us, next time for our next very well-researched episode. And maybe we can find out what happened to the gentlemen when they are back.
Yes, they're going to have some stories to tell, I think.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
Night, folks.
If you enjoyed this episode of Strangeful Things, you can support the show by visiting patreon.com/strangeful. That's STRANGEFUL. You can also follow us at facebook.com/strangeful or at StrangefulPod on Twitter. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. And if you haven't, please leave us a review on iTunes. It absolutely helps, and we appreciate each and every review. Thanks.